This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Christine Wong
and Jeff Sandu.
We're going to move on to the final story of the day in just a couple of minutes, but we've had a couple of tweets during that break after Jeff spilled his heart out live on air. Chris, what do we have?
Well, actually not tweets, we've just got WhatsApps. So from KL, just, aw, Jeff is so sweet. And Owen Leeds says, in the course of a year, I write dozens of love notes to my partner. Aww. When I travel, I often leave her one a day to open. That's quite cute.
I write postcards too.
We've had a tweet actually from Maurice the Wild, I should say, who said, the best love stories are those whose ending possibilities you can infinitely dream about, Jeff Sandu.
Thanks for that.
There you go.
Thank you. I feel so refreshed and positive. Like, man,
send us good vibes. Send us good vibes.
Still reading about it.
Right. Final story of the day. South Korean schools banning coffee.
Yes. So all vending machines and snack kiosks in primary and secondary schools will stop selling all coffee products by the 14th of September, according to the Ministry of Drug and Food Safety. Food and Drug Safety. Don't know why I got that the wrong way around. But anyway, point being, this actually follows media reports of some students suffering heart palpitations after drinking too much coffee. Many students apparently consume coffee or energy drinks to stay alert to study in an effort to excel in South Korea's highly competitive and demanding education system. Mm. So the pressure keeps getting to them when they drink coffee and then they get heart palpitations, and so they're like, nope, no coffee, no nothing, let's stop this like vicious cycle. South Koreans apparently drink an average of 181 cups of coffee a year, by far the most in Asia, according to market research firm Euromonitor. And the ban on coffee in schools follows a restriction on energy drinks earlier this year. It also comes in the wake of a prohibition on TV commercials for fast food, sugary snacks, and high caffeine beverages during times when most children's programs air. So they're really trying to make sure that kids stay healthy and happy and good. But for me, what really struck me about the story is the fact that, you know, I never drank coffee when I was in school, or at least in the latter 2 years of high school, it was sugary frappuccinos and stuff from Starbucks that basically wasn't coffee. But the fact that these South Korean students feel the need to stay awake and alert to the point where they can drink enough caffeine products to give them heart palpitations is scary.
Kids drinking caffeine,
in general,
it's just wow.
From primary school, which is crazy.
Wow.
I think my parents were like, you're not having any coffee till you're like 15 or something. You know, I had to wait until I was quite old. Quite old. I mean, you know, relatively. You know what I mean?
But also, like, for some individuals, like, caffeine doesn't quite work the same, right? So, you know, it can be very dangerous. I don't know, again, if this is like a good, you know, measure taken by the government. Clearly, they had to do something about this. So this is one step of doing. But it just doesn't mean that, like, you know, all right, you know, problem solved now. And we, you know, it's not, because we need to, they need to start, you know, educating. And also for us globally, it's a global issue, right? But, you know, students studying till late night.
Exactly.
I think, or just wanting to stay up late night to become the next esports champion.
But I think specifically with South Korea, I think there's this a lot more pressure put on a lot of students and children, especially to perform better and better and better and better. So I think it, like you said, it's really about changing the system rather than trying to fix one of the, you know, symptoms of the thing. You have to fix the thing itself.
They're kids.
Kids. They shouldn't have to be doing any of this.
They should not be sat up. I mean, reading recently actually about a school in the UK who's taken quite a drastic step, I assume, for the UK, where they are stopping all homework entirely.
Nice.
Because local research has shown that doing additional work at home gives no benefits to how a kid works at school. It does not help them at all. It's all dependent on what they learn within school hours. And they need that time out of school to rest. So all these people who are doing, like, I know, Chris, you were a big fan of doing out-of-school stuff. You did a whole bunch of other stuff. But that's because you enjoyed
it. That was because I was a theater nerd.
Right, exactly. But when you have parents sending these kids off to, like, extra special, you know, super-duper learning schools, it's not going to help them.
Yeah.
You know, as much as you want to sit there and think, you know, my money is going to a better... No, it's not.
I think specifically when you push them to do extra academic stuff outside of school.
Agreed.
Other things, you know, like theater, sports, whatever, that's
piano,
fine. That's a different
guitar,
thing.
Yeah,
but
okay. Right, we have to wrap up, ladies and gents. From the final time here in Bandar Utama, We're going to say goodbye in just a couple of minutes. But before we do that, if you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast from bfm.my/podcast or from the BFM app, which is available on the Apple App Store or on Google Play. We started off with a story about research has shown that people expressing gratitude underestimated how pleasantly surprised recipients would be to receive a handwritten thank you.
And we talked about the new ride-hailing service called Carriage for Her that's targeted for women, for them to be more safe when they're traveling, for people like Christine. And then also we had a story done by David Miller, our intern. He went and covered Monash University, Malaysia and CPA Australia's research on the Malaysian Business Sentiment Survey.
And finally, we wrapped up with how South Korean school children are drinking too much coffee, so South Korean schools are banning that.
Don't go anywhere, though, folks, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Some of you might not want to miss this. It was with Dato Sri Dr. Wan Aziza, and she wears many hats in her personal and professional lives. Medical doctor, devoted wife, steadfast party leader, and now the first woman Deputy Prime Minister of Malaysia. The Breakfast Grill got up close and personal with her this morning for her reflections on her political journey and her priorities for the nation. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. Now, as we said, from deepest, darkest Banda Atama,
doom, doom, doom.
This is the final time we'll be saying goodbye from this office.
Doom, doom, doom.
When you next hear from us on Monday,
yes. We may sound different. We have new mics, new systems, new equipments, or you may not hear us at all. Because
indeed. We've got to
who
get
knows
to
what
it.
Will happen
We've
on Monday.
We've got to get used to it. That's all the time we have for today. But if you are listening to 28L, please do get in touch. We are inquiries at BFM Radio. His name is Jeff Sandu. He was sending little handwritten notes on a flight from Hong Kong to Dallas.
From Dallas to Hong Kong.
Sorry,
Rich.
From Dallas to Hong Kong.
Hong Kong to Dallas was a different girl.
Go ahead and melt my kidding. Cold, cynical, dead heart and make this love story come true, please.
Yeah, I will write a book and, hey, Crazy Rich Asian.
Ladies and gents.
Indian boy version, though.
It has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. Tomorrow is what day, Jeff Sandu?
It's the Merdeka Day. So happy Independence Day to Woo! All Malaysians, and including Richard as well, because you are a Malaysian already.
Selamat
by now.
Selamat Hari Merdeka.
Selamat Hari Merdeka.
Indeed.
So enjoy the long weekend.
Have a lovely weekend, guys. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.